रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 51 लक्ष्मण लैमेंट्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Guha observed that Lakshmana, out of his extreme love and devotion towards Lord Rama, kept awake to guard Rama, and his heart was much pained thereat. Child, said he, here is a bed ready for you, soft and comfortable. Rest your weary limbs on it for a while. It comes natural to me and easy, and to my fellow hunters too here, to keep awake all night and rough it in these woods. All my days have been spent here. You can trust me to keep guard over Rama and Sita. You have been brought up gently and delicately, and this is no work for such as you. The world holds no dearer object to me than Rama. I speak the veriest truth, and, if you so desire, would swear it by the God of truth himself. I have placed all my hopes on him to secure unparalleled fame, virtue, and wealth in this world all through his grace. My kin and I will stand guard over Rama and Sita, dearer to me than my own life, through the long hours of the night with the shaft on the string. What I know not about these forests is not worth knowing, for my life has been spent in it. My kin, my troops, and I are more than a match for any enemy that might come against us in armed array. No talk of fear, replied Lakshmana, when you look after our safety. Your soul is ever wedded to righteousness. Concern yourself not for me. How could you expect me to sleep when my lord and his gentle consort lie on the rough bare earth? I care not to waste a thought on my body, my life, or its comforts. Gods and asuras may join hands and yet be swept away like a withered leaf before a gale by a poor arrow from the terrible bow of my brother. And that hero sleeps all comfortably on the bare ground, on rough grass, and Sita with him. What a terrible sight is that. Long years did the king recite the Gayatri and the other mighty mantras to be blessed with Rama as a son. Long and all faithfully did he keep with well-restrained senses the vows and observances, Kritra, Chandrayana, and the others too severe to think of. Times out of number did he celebrate yagas and yajnas and other rites which the holy Vedas enjoin on a barren father. After much trouble and travail, a noble boy was born to him, his other self, as it were, after 60,000 years of heartache. And the fond father has at last driven his precious child to the dreary forests. Is it in human nature to survive the shock? I hope not. There is not the slightest shadow of a doubt that the goddess of earth is widowed of her lord and helpless. The ladies of the harem would, by now, have cried themselves hoarse over us. Utter quiet, ominous and terrible will keep watch over them. Kaushalya, my mother, the other royal ladies and my father would, ere now, have departed for the mansions of the blessed. At the worst, they would not survive this night. Perhaps my mother may hold on to life to behold her favorite child Shatrughna once again. But Kaushalya, the mother of the prince of heroes, would never survive her son's departure to the woods. The very thought tortures me past bearing. Everyone at Ayodhya, the joy and pride of the world, everyone, man, woman and child, was extremely devoted to King Dashrata. And if they were to hear that he had departed this life, wailing and moaning, they would not lose a moment in following him wherever he may be. So Rama is the firstborn of our monarch. Every grace, every excellence vies with one another to find a place in him. He lies nearer the heart of his father than any of us. The fond father cannot keep his life currents in his body if he is away from Rama even for a minute. It needs no saying that Kaushalya, his faithful wife, would ever be by his side in this world or in the next. And you may be sure to find her friend, Sumitra, my mother, ever in loving attendance upon her. I have been blessed with these priceless jewels of a boy after 60,000 years of barrenness. He has grown to youth and manhood, safe and happy. He is mated to a lady in every way worthy of him. I can safely lay the burden of the state on his shoulders and spend the evening of my life in ease and comfort. Such golden dreams have been rudely shattered, and for him, life contains nothing to hold back him from the welcome arms of death. Poor soul, he has not the consolation of at least hoping to see his son crowned after him at the end of 14 years. Cruel grief will not spare him so long. Happy are they who remain with him during his last moments and render him every attention, every service possible. Alas, we are denied that blessing. Ah, does the broad earth hold another city as beautiful and resplendent as Ayodhya? Heavy grief weighs down my heart when I recall its well-laid crossings, straight and beautiful roads, the mansions of the rich, the palaces of the princes, its gross gardens, conservatories, and pleasant gardens. High-bred courtesans flash through its streets like visions of beauty. Stately chariots, fleet horses, and huge elephants throng the ways. Gay sounds and solemn, gently or martial music rise upon the air on every side. Troops of men and women gaily attired lend an additional charm to the city, strangers to disease and sorrow. The splendor and the pomp of the festivals and the holy fanes, the scenes of gaiety and joy in private houses, supremely blessed are they to whom it is given to dwell in that fair city, the favorite abode of everything that goes to make life happy and content. Think you that Dasharatha would keep his hold on life till we return from our exile? Think you that we would be fortunate enough to touch the feet of our great sire? Think you that we would enter the portals of Ayodhya after our sojourn in the forest, as my brother had vowed, safe and happy, our sire's promise well kept? And on him, so lamenting, dawned a new day. It pained Guha beyond expression to listen to the words of grief that wrung the heart of Lakshmana, faithful and true to the monarch, the queens, and Rama, and like a noble elephant on whom terrible fever had laid its grip, he wept aloud with streaming eyes. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahani Gunati Chakravarti Dharmurjaya Sarvabhoumaya Mangalam.